今天是圣诞节，我想在教会年历中间，这是一个特定的日子。
This is Christmas. In the church, this is a very special occasion.
其实，在整个教会历史中间，他们有一定庆祝圣诞节，有一个月称作主灵节的到来。
And actually, in the church, traditionally, there is a whole month where we celebrate Christmas called Advent.
那今天我们刚才读的经文是在圣经里面，福音书里面。少数的几处讲到耶稣基督降生的事情。
And today we are going to look at some passages talking about Christmas.
圣经里面提到耶稣基督降临，主要是马太福音第一章、第二章，还有路加福音第一章、第二章。
The main passages are from the Gospel of Matthew and Luke.
所以你知道，作为牧师，我有一个特别的习惯，不喜欢一篇道讲两次。
And you know, as a pastor, I don't like to say the same message twice.
所以每年过圣诞节或者复活节，我都很伤脑筋。
So every year during Christmas, it's always a pain.
许多经文看，这以前好像几年已经讲过了。
Trying to figure out something new to say.
我想 Francis 在笑，他跟我有同感。
I think Pastor Francis has probably the same feeling.
所有的牧师都有同感。
All pastors have the same feeling.
那今年尤其特别，今年已经这一次已经是我第四次讲圣诞节的信息了。
And in this year, this is the fourth time I've preached a Christmas message.
所以我花了很多很多时间在想讲什么好呢？
So I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what to say.
在这样思想中间、祷告中间，神给我一些话是我没有想到的。
And so when I was praying about this, the Lord gave me something that I hadn't thought about before.
其实你知道，其实在福音书里面之外，在保罗的书信中间有很多讲到耶稣基督诞生的事情。
And actually, in the other scriptures outside of the Gospels, there's many places where it talks about the birth of Christ.
我在教神学的时候，我常常告诉学生们说，我们讲圣经一定不能忘记当时历史的关键。
And so when I'm teaching my theology students, I remind my students they have to remember the historical context.
因为历史的发展使我们更容易明白这些经文讲的时候当时人的想法是什么，当时所需要传递的信息，然后我们根据这个才来了解今天对我们什么信息。
So if we understand the context, then we can more understand the scriptures.
你知道我们庆祝圣诞节不是主耶稣基督降生那次开始的。
And you know, when we're celebrating Christmas, it's not actually when Christ was born that we start.
根据教会历史的记录，一直到主后354年才开始有纪念圣诞节庆祝的这回事。
Actually, in the history of the church, it wasn't until about AD 350 that they started to celebrate Christmas.
刚才我们读那些经文，讲到牧羊人在旷野里面看羊的时候，看见天使忽然向他们显现。
And so as we read the passage, we saw that the shepherds suddenly saw angels appear to them.
他对这些牧人所讲的话，重点是什么呢？
And so the shepherds, what was the central point of their message?
重要的不仅说有一位耶稣基督，大卫的后裔降生了。
And their message was not only that the son of David has been born.
他说我告诉你们大喜的信息，那个大喜的信息就是福音。
And so, but they were talking about the good news, and the good news is really just the gospel.
大家听惯福音两个字，其实它原来意思是好消息。
And I think a lot of people are familiar with the word gospel. It originally means good news.
弟兄姊妹们，圣诞节跟圣诞是两回事。
And so, I think we need to separate the birth of Christ and Christmas.
圣诞是指耶稣基督降生，圣诞节是我们来庆祝他的降生。
The birth of Christ is one thing, and Christmas, our celebration, is another.
所以天使的信息，当他讲到耶稣基督降生，不是讲圣诞节，是为了福音。
And so, when the angels announced to the shepherds the good news, it was the gospel, not so much that we want to celebrate Christmas.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想，先有了耶稣基督降生。
So first, we had the birth of Christ.
耶稣基督降生目的是什么呢？
And why was he born?
有一位弟兄讲得很好，他来是为，他降生是为受死。
And in the scriptures it says he came to die.
因为耶稣基督降生，救恩完成。
And because he came, he could complete salvation for us.
救恩完成，所以有福音。
And because there's a salvation plan, so there's a good news, gospel.
所以因为有福音，才会有教会。
So because of the gospel, then there is the church.
因为有教会，才会有圣诞节。
So because there is a church, then there is Christmas, celebration of Christ's birth.
所以圣诞节是最后一名。
So actually, Christmas, the celebration of Christmas is at the very end.
但是我们庆祝圣诞节，我们需要明白为什么这样要庆祝圣诞节。
But as we're celebrating Christmas, we need to understand why.
刚才我讲说是主后354年才开始庆祝圣诞节，大家有没有想为什么？
So it wasn't until after 350 AD that they started celebrating Christmas. Can you know why?
大家知道，中国人就会知道，我每次问问题都没人回答。
Every time I ask questions, no one answers.
因为怕答错。
People are afraid of giving the wrong answer.
其实很简单。康斯坦丁把基督教定为国教是哪一年呢？
Actually, it's very simple.
也不知道是吧？
You know the year that the Emperor Constantine made Christianity the official religion?
313年。
The year 314.
所以弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，在这个之前，教会是在被逼迫的状态。
And before this time, the church was under persecution.
他们来不及庆祝圣诞节。
And so they didn't have an opportunity to celebrate Christmas.
更重要的，他们知道是要把福音传扬出去。
But they did know that they needed to keep spreading the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们这样了解之后，你才知道说是第一代的基督徒跟我们对于圣诞节的感觉是不一样的。
And so if we understand that, then we know that the first Christians, their feeling toward Christmas is different from ours.
他们没有这么多喜乐欢庆，连这些 Charles Wesley 他们所唱的伟大的诗歌，这个说什么，救主降临啊。这些 All Coming All Faithful 都没有这些歌。
They didn't have this huge celebration, all these great songs to sing.
事实上，我查了一下 All Come All Faithful 大概十八世纪才有。
When I looked, the writing of All Come All Ye Faithful was probably not written until the 18th century.
他们对耶稣基督降生不是不重视，而是对于降生的目的比我们更重视。
So the first Christians actually, they weren't so much emphasizing the birth, but the meaning of the birth.
那么耶稣基督降生什么意思呢？
So why did Christ need to come?
刚才我们读的经文，我想大家都还有记忆，而且这是很熟悉经文。
And so the scripture we just read, I think, is quite familiar to us.
本来我以为把其他的经文也列出来，但是没有关系，我会讲给大家听。
But I also want to talk about the other scriptures.
所以大家看着我的后面讲义，本来是要讲45分钟的。
And so actually, originally I was going to give a 45-minute message.
后来我忘记了，今天要翻译啊。
But I forgot, we have translation today.
会把它切了一半、啊、
So I have to cut it in half.
如果你们要知道我整个的思想，你可以回去看大纲。
So if you want to know my whole thought process, you need to look at the outline.
圣诞节的意义是什么？
The meaning of Christmas.
第一件事情，天使对他们说，不要惧怕。
The first thing is that not to be afraid.
为什么不要惧怕？
Why should we not be afraid?
因为他们当时很惧怕。
Because at the time they were very scared.
你想为什么不惧怕？忽然一下天上有大光，忽然天使向他们显现，忽然在旷野里面从来没有发生的事情发生在他们中间。
To the shepherds, all of a sudden this great choir host of angels appeared. That's scary.
而且你们知道吗？我们想象天使一定长得很美，是吧？
And when we think of angels, we probably think of something very beautiful.
但是在圣经里面，唯有几次记载到天使的时候，说他们的相貌十分可怕。
But actually, in the scriptures, when you see when angels appear, it's a terrifying event.
因为在旧约里面特别记载，当天使向人显现的时候，他们震惊的不得了，许多人趴在地上像死了一样。
When angels appeared in the Old Testament, people just fell on the ground. They were so afraid.
天使的意思，使者 messenger， 他们是来执行神的命令。
The meaning of the word angel is messenger. They came to carry out the Lord's commands.
所以弟兄姊妹们，天使向牧羊人显现。他们没有经历过这样事情。
So when the angels appeared to the shepherds, they had never experienced such a thing.
天使来到他们面前带来信息，就是说明神干预了他们的生活。
And so when the angels came, God got involved in their lives.
我们所有的思想是一个封闭的思想系统。
And actually, when we think about a lot of things, we have kind of a closed mind.
我自己读物理，所以很需要有一种能够控制的环境来做各样物理试验。
I'm actually studied physics, so I want to keep control of an environment.
如果外界有外力进来的时候，整个实验结果一定不一样。
If I'm doing an experiment and something from the outside comes in, it messes up the whole experiment.
今天许多人他们思想中间没有神。
Actually, the same thing. A lot of times, people today they don't have God in their environment.
其实这也不稀奇。
And this is not strange, though.
因为诗篇十四篇里面已经讲到，一般人心中说没有神。
The Psalms does record that a lot of people think there's no God.
我们很多人思想是没有神的。
So many of us in our thinking there is no God.
弟兄姊妹们，假如神今天闯入你的世界。
But think about it, if God suddenly came to you,
我想你会惧怕。
I think you'd be scared.
因为所有你的计划，所以你的计划可能不能实现。
Because everything that was in your thinking, in your plans, God was not there.
所有很多你的想法可能是错误的。
Then you'd suddenly discover that a lot of your thinking is not right.
事实上，前两天有一个弟兄拿了一个 clip 给我看，说那里是无神论讲的很了不起的一篇讲的方法，讲篇人生观。
Recently, someone shared to me a YouTube clip. It just showed someone who's an atheist talking about his view of life.
我就从头到尾听了。
And I listened to the whole thing.
他第一个论点。
His first point.
说世界上没有神，这不用讨论。
He said that there's no God in the world, so there's no use discussing it.
你们同意吗？
What do you think?
如果他的立场，这个观点从这里开始，底下我都不用听了，对吗？
I think if this is his starting point, then I don't need to listen to the rest.
他的立足点如果有问题，他的答案一定不准确。这是物理告诉我的学术道理。
If his assumption is incorrect, then we know that the conclusion is also incorrect.
弟兄姊妹们，我们虽然信主或者我们相信有神，但是如果我们的生活不能让耶稣基督进来，我们仍然是一个封闭的系统。
So even if we do are believers, but we don't let Jesus into our lives, then we're still living a very closed life.
但是天使所说的话说，不要惧怕。
But the angel said, don't be afraid.
为什么神介入我们的生活不是一件坏事呢？
Why is it that when God gets involved in our lives, it's not a bad, scary thing?
为什么神进到我们生活中间是一件好的事情，好消息呢？
Why is it a good news when God gets involved in our lives?
你注意天使说，当他说不要惧怕之后，立刻说，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And so notice that when the angels appeared, they said, I have good news for all people.
换句话说，不仅对那些牧羊人不要惧怕，并且传递给牧羊人信息是为了万民的。
So they were saying not just that to the angels, but to also all people not to be afraid.
我相信那些在伯利恒野地牧羊的人，他们的世界，他们的思想可能很小。
I'm sure that the world of the shepherds in Bethlehem was very small.
他们可能是犹太人，可能当他们经过民族这么多年漂流无定，回到本国之后，有一些对他们自己民族的盼望。
And so, as Jews having been in exile and coming back, I'm sure they had some hope for their people.
但是他们不会想到外民。
But they probably didn't think about the rest of the world.
像今天我们讲到全世界那么多人，因为我们交通发达，我们头脑开放，我们知识增长。
We think about the rest of the world because of the modern day communications.
那些牧羊人竟然受托要把信息告诉万民。
Those shepherds, they actually got the message that they needed to spread the gospel to the whole world.
他们的领会绝对不会跟今天跟我们一样。
And their understanding of this would not be the same as ours.
但是他们知道一件事情，这是大喜的信息。
But they did understand that this was good news.
怎么样的信息，我们也不明白。
What kind of message was it?
在犹太人心思中间，想到大喜的信息只有一件，就是神要给他们兴起拯救者。
And in the minds of a Jewish person, the good news would be that God is going to raise them up a Messiah, a Savior.
他们多少年受压迫。
And they had so many years of persecution.
而且从四世纪那些纷乱的光景中间，他们知道神过了一段时间要给他们兴起为先知，要给他们兴起为士师，来带领他们来复兴，来打败外国。
And all the way from the time of Judges, we see that God is raising up judges, prophets to save them from their enemies.
其实很多受压迫的民族也都这样想法，中国人也不例外。
Actually, many people under persecution have the same thought process, including Chinese.
那你知道？我是个中国人，但是我知道我们的想法不对，是因为福音的关系。
You know, I am Chinese, but I know some of our thinking is wrong because of what I know from the gospel.
你知道现在最流行的说法是什么？是叫做大国崛起，对吧？
And so something that's very popular saying these days is that we want
大国崛起
China to rise.
Yeah. 崛起做什么？
To rise for what?
这个世界观还是很小，是以中国人为中心。
It's still an ethnocentric view of the world.
基督徒是以耶稣基督为中心，所以我们的视野比任何国家大得多。
So because our focus is on Jesus, our perspective is greater than anyone's.
我们看见是全人类。
We're looking at the whole world.
虽然我们不能说世上所有的语言，在我们有限的范围之内，我们传福音有特定对象。
So even though that we can't speak all languages and we're spreading the gospel to one particular people,
但是我们的心却不是那么狭小。
But our heart is for the whole world.
至少我们刚开始看见那些牧人的心不一定被神扩大到这个地步。
But at the time, I'm not sure that the shepherds had such a huge heart.
所以天使对他们说。不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And so the angels said, "Don't be afraid. This message I give you is for the whole world."
这是信息的背景。
And so this is the background.
信息本身是什么呢
？And what is the message?
今天在大卫的城里为你们生立一位救主，就是主基督。
And in the city of David, there is born to you a Savior, that is Christ the Lord.
这里讲耶稣基督三个身份。
And this talked about three different identities of Jesus.
第一个是救主。
The first is that he is Savior.
第二个是基督。
That he is the Christ.
第三是主。
And that he is the Lord.
这三件事情对于基督徒来讲是非常重要。
And these three things to Christians is very important.
世人可能不知道，但是我们有责任让他们知道这三个身份跟他们有绝对的关系。
It's possible people don't know these three identities, but it's important for us to tell them.
第一个什么叫救主
What's the first thing? What is a savior?
什么叫救主我们刚才说过犹太人心思是把他们从仇敌外邦人手中救出来。
And we're thinking probably the Jewish people think a savior is someone to save them from their enemies.
所以当耶稣基督在地上的时候连他的门徒都还有这样想法。
And actually even Jesus' disciples had the same thinking.
他们问说耶稣你来做以色列的王就是现在吗你复兴以色列国就是现在吗
They asked him, are you going to become the king of Israel soon? Are you going to restore the kingdom soon?
事实上第二句我问的话到了耶稣复活之后使徒行传里面还是这样记载你复兴以色列国就是现在吗
And actually, even after Jesus was resurrected, the disciples had the same question.
但弟兄姊妹们耶稣做救主怎么做法
But how is it that Jesus is going to be our savior?
他不仅是救主 savior, 他是 redeemer, 他是救赎主。
He's not just a savior, he's a redeemer.
救赎的意思是有一样东西叫做赎价。
And to redeem means that you have something that you need to pay back for.
有了赎价才能把人赎回来。
Until you pay the payment, then you can redeem the thing.
耶稣基督要把我们从罪恶里面救赎回来。
And so Jesus came to save us from our sins.
因为我们落在撒旦的手下，虽然是不合法的。但是神愿意出代价把它赎回来。
So because all of our sins and we're under the control of Satan, so Jesus is to save us from that.
我今天不去讲神学，因为神学上讨论说这个赎价给谁？是给神呢，还是给撒旦
？So I didn't want to talk about the theological part because this redemption is it paid to Satan or to God?
但是我们从日常生活的生活记录来明白，所有需要去。把人赎回来都是不合法的。
But we all know that in any situation where we have to pay a ransom, it's not per the law.
因为他被绑票了。
Because that person has been kidnapped.
今天我们落在罪恶的手下不是愿意的不是我们自己愿意的。
And so all of us are under sin, but none of us are willingly in that situation.
是我们被绑票的。
But it's in a sense we have been kidnapped.
当然也有些时候是自愿的。
Of course, in some cases, people went into it voluntarily.
所以也有一些东西你没钱了，你把它送到当铺去，你要把它赎回来，是你甘心乐意放到当铺的。
And so, in some cases, like in a pawn shop, we pawn something that's voluntary.
有些人甘心享受暂时的最终之乐是自愿的。
And some people they want to enjoy sin, then that's their choice.
连这样，耶稣基督都愿意把我们赎出来。
But even in these situations, Jesus wants to save us from that.
所以不管我们是被动的落在撒旦的手下，因为怕死，一生做了罪的奴隶。
So it doesn't matter whether we are doing it involuntarily because we're in sin's power.
或者我们甘心乐意把自己的灵魂卖了，顺服撒旦。
Or if we really did sell our soul to the devil.
耶稣基督都要把我们赎回来。
Jesus wants to redeem us from either situation.
怎么赎法
And how did he do it?
加拉太书第四章说到了时候耶稣基督为女子所生且生在律法以下要把那些律法以下的人赎回来。
And so in Galatians, it says,
chapter 4, 四章四到五节。I think so, it is. Yeah, 4 to 5.
It says that, but when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Galatians 4, 4 to 5.
这句话特别对犹太人说的。
And actually, this is said to the Jews in particular.
但是保罗讲这些话，他同时有一些并行的话语，在提摩太前书里面讲到的。
But actually, there's also a parallel verse in 1 Timothy.
在提摩太前书第一章第十五节说，耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可佩服的，是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "Here is a trustworthy saying." That deserves full acceptance.
在第二章
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
在第二章第五节第六节里面保罗说得更清楚。
And Paul also said in 2 Timothy 5,
他说在神和人中间只有一位中保。
1 Timothy 2, 5 to 6 says, For there is one God and one mediator between God and men.
就是主基督耶稣。
The man Christ Jesus.
他为人的耶稣基督成了人的形象耶稣基督。
The one who came in the form of a man, Christ Jesus.
所以我说，虽然在第一世纪、第二世纪圣经成型以前、正典化以前，或者被传送在教会以前，已经很多地方讲到耶稣基督降生的目的，不光是在两个福音书里面。
And so my point is that in many places, not just in the Gospels, it talked about Christ coming and His purpose.
前面加拉太书保罗对那些在律法以下的人说，把我们拯救出来。
In Galatians, we see that he talked to the Jews, those under the law.
在提摩太前书他自己做见证讲给提摩太听的时候他说做万人的救主。
And in 1 Timothy, we see that he's talking to the whole world.
所以弟兄姊妹们救赎不是一件白白的恩典我们太忘记背后的事实了。
So our salvation is not just grace, we need to understand all that's in the background.
在能够成为白白的恩典之前
in grace, before grace,
耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
Jesus had to die on the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣诞节的意义。
This is the true meaning of Christmas, brothers and sisters.
当然，当我们讲到圣诞节，讲到十字架的时候，太沉重了。
Of course, when we talk about the cross, it sounds like a very heavy message.
今天我们圣诞应该欢喜，应该快乐，应该庆祝。
For Christmas, we should be happy, celebrating.
你不知道，如果你不知道圣诞节的意义，那你就把你的快乐建筑在耶稣基督的痛苦上面。
So, if you don't know the true meaning of Christmas, then you don't know what we're putting the Christmas message on.
耶稣基督的痛苦。
The message is actually built on his suffering.
他为我们舍命。
His giving of his life.
为我们流血。
To bleed on the cross.
完成了救恩。
To...complete salvation.
又从死里复活。
And to rise again from the dead.
所以我们可以庆祝。
And so we can celebrate.
所以我们有喜乐。
And so we can be joyful.
所以我们所有的人都可以欢呼荣耀，耶稣基督已经复活了。
And so we can all be joyful and happy that Jesus rose from the dead.
救恩已经完成了。
Because he completed salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
各位朋友们。
Friends.
你接受耶稣基督做你的救主吗？
Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
如果你没有接受耶稣基督做你的救主，
If you haven't accepted him yet,
你不知道你在庆祝圣诞节是什么意思。
You don't really know why you're celebrating.
如果你不接受耶稣基督住在你的心里，
If you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart,
有一首诗歌说，基督虽能千趟降生在伯利恒。
There is a song that says, even though Christ was born in Bethlehem,
假如他没有生在你的心里面，救恩仍然没有成功。
If he hasn't been born in your heart, then salvation still has not been completed.
所以今天当我们讲到耶稣基督降生的时候，第一个邀请，我请求你们接受他做你的救主。
So the first thing when we're talking about the birth of Christ is I invite you to invite Christ into your heart.
因为他可以把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
Because he can save us from our sins.
使我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And so we'll no longer be slaves to sin.
这一位是有大能的救主，他能救我们脱离一切的苦难。
And this powerful Savior, He can save us from this.
事实上，保罗一做见证，他把我从各样苦难里面拯救出来，并且他说，他从前怎样拯救我，现在怎样拯救我，将来还指望他一直拯救我。
And Paul testified in his writings that Jesus saved us from this bitter suffering, and he can save us now and in the future.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
天使的信息说,
the message of the angels,
他是基督,
was that he was the Christ.
这一位降生在伯利恒的那一位神而人者, 耶稣基督, 他是基督。
That the one born in Bethlehem, he was the Christ.
什么叫基督?
What is Christ?
今天我们听基督教, 基督教听惯了。
We often hear the word Christ or Christian.
什么叫基督?基督什么意思?
But what is the meaning of the word Christ?
这句话事实上从希腊文来的。
Actually, this comes from the Greek.
它的原来意思在旧约里面叫做 Messiah.
The meaning of it was in Hebrew, Messiah.
Messiah 跟基督什么关联?
And what does Messiah and Christ have to do?
这两个字都代表受膏的意思。
Each of them represents someone who has been anointed.
这个受膏两个字很多人听不懂。就是把油倒在头上,简单吧。
To be anointed means to have oil poured on your head.
不过这个油是很强的挥发性，很有香味的。
But this is a very fragrant oil.
啊，所以你知道原来是香水。
So you think, oh, okay, it's perfume.
差一点，差一点，不是那种香。
Actually, not that kind.
是非常高贵的香。
It's actually very precious oil.
前两天，Rachel 给我太太一些frankincense 乳香。
The other day, Rachel gave my wife some frankincense.
Frankincense 有很强的挥发作用。
And that frankincense has a very powerful fragrance.
而且一点点涂上去，很久都不散掉。
And you just use a little, and that smell stays forever.
那两天我感冒，我感冒有一个多礼拜了。
And actually, I'm kind of sick now.
你们感冒涂什么 ？Chest rub 是吧？啊，是不是涂 chest rub？
Yeah.
那我们说什么 ？Mentholita。Mentholatum 是吧？是不是这样？啊、
so I use some chest rub to make myself
feel better. 不如 frankincense， 乳香更好。
It is not even as fragrant as the frankincense.
涂了一点点乳香，哎呦，好多日子衣服上还有味道。
And when I use that stuff, unfortunately, the smell got all on my clothes.
弟兄姊妹们，受膏，犹太人祭司受的膏，君王受的膏，是乳香、没药还有各种香料做成的。
And so the anointing oil that was used back in the day for kings and such, that was frankincense, myrrh, and lots of other things together.
受膏代表神的喜悦。
And so the anointing represented God's acceptance.
代表神的祝福。
God's blessing.
代表神的同在。
And God's presence.
代表神的能力。
And his power.
代表神的智慧。
And his wisdom.
代表神一切一切要浇灌在这一位身上的。
Everything that God wanted to give to that person is represented by the anointing oil.
大卫受了膏油。
So when David had the anointing oil,
他是君王。
He became the king.
当那天撒母耳来的时候，在耶西家里面把所有弟兄们都请来了。
So the prophet Samuel invited everyone.
第一来的是以利亚大哥。
And first invited David's older brother.
撒母耳说啊，他身材很高，高大的很，大概是他吧。
He said, Samuel thought, oh, this brother is very tall, handsome, it must be him.
神说不是他。
Samuel said, no, it's not him.
你不要看他外貌高大。
Don't just see his white outer appearance.
因为耶和华看人是看人的内心，不是看他的外貌。
Because God, when he looks at people, he doesn't look at the outer appearance, but the heart.
结果，找来找去都没有，都不在。
So they looked at all of David's brothers and not one was the one.
撒母耳说：“你还有没有儿子
？”Samuel asked, "Do you have another son?"
耶西说：“还有个小的，老幺。
”And Jesse said, "Yes, I still have a youngest son."
在哪里呀、啊、
？And he asked, "Where is he?"
在外面牧羊呢。
He's out in the pastures, shepherding the flocks.
撒母耳知道了，就是这一位。
So Samuel knew that this was the one.
他今天如果不来，我们不坐席，我们不吃饭。
So if he doesn't come, then we're not going to carry on.
弟兄姊妹，你能想象大卫回到家里来，忽然被外面找回来，可能穿得破破烂烂，牧羊可能脏得不得了，忽然一下到了大厅里面。
Have you ever thought what David's feeling was when he came from the pasture, all of a sudden and saw all these people there at his house?
撒母耳看见他，神就对他说话，就是他。
And Samuel, once he saw him, said, "Yes, David, you are the one."
神对撒母耳说，就是他。
And God said to Samuel, this is the one.
所以撒母耳就把膏油倒在他的头上。
And so Samuel poured the anointing oil on David's head.
于是圣经记下说，在弟兄中间 就膏了大卫。
And so the scripture says that he was anointed among his brothers.
这位大卫是犹太人最了不起的君王。
And in the history of Israel, David was the greatest king.
所以今天我们说耶稣基督大卫的后裔，因为有很强烈的传统，这一位要继承他祖大卫的位。
And so we say, when we say that Jesus was a descendant of David, then we understand that he was the one to carry on David's kingship.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督来到地上是做王。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus came to the earth to be a king.
不仅他是救主，拯救我们脱离罪恶。
Not just a savior.
他要在你的心里面掌王权，居首位，在一切事上，我们应当尊他为君王。
And he wants to be king in your hearts. He wants all of us to follow him.
基督的意思就是受膏的君王。
And so Christ, the meaning of Christ is the one who's been anointed king.
这位君王是慈爱的君王。
And this king, though, is a loving king.
这位君王是有能力的君王。
He's one of power.
是有智慧的君王。
And has wisdom.
所以以赛亚说才说他的名字称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、和平的君、永在的父。
And so that's why in Isaiah it says that he is wonderful counselor, almighty God, Prince of Peace.
弟兄姊妹们，你们我们接受了耶稣基督。
Have you accepted the Lord Jesus?
我们第一个反应，哎呀，今天在罪里得了释放。
When we accept Christ, maybe the first feeling is, oh, I've been freed from my sins.
但是福音的信息不光光是我们罪的拯救而已。
But the gospel is not just that you will be freed from your sins.
而是我们凡事上遵行耶稣基督的旨意，我们做他的子民。
But in all things that we will become the people of God.
我们成为他的儿女。
Become God's children.
在凡事上让耶稣基督居首位。
And in all things we'll let Christ be our Lord.
这是我们相信基督的意义。
And this is the meaning of Jesus being Christ.
我们都听过基督教、基督教、基督徒、基督徒。
And we've all heard of Christ and Christians many times.
基督教的意思就是这个信仰是以耶稣基督为我们全部信仰的中心。
And the meaning of Christmas is of Christianity is that Jesus is the central focus of our faith.
基督徒的意思。
And so to be a Christian means
就是在凡事上让基督耶稣从我们身上活出来的那一批人。
And is to live out Jesus in our lives.
当然我们很惭愧。
Of course, we all fall short.
我们很多地方都失败了。
We all fail.
但是神给我们恩典。
But the Lord is graceful.
叫我们一再一再的回头，一再一再的依靠，一再一再得的能力，让基督耶稣越来越多从我们身上显明出来。
He gives us many opportunities to stand back up, and he gives us more strength to be more like Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，你是基督徒吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you Christian?
你当得起这个名称吗？
Can you really bear this up this name?
你愿意把这个名字成为人对你的认识吗？
Do you want people to know you as a Christian?
有很多时候我们在工作场所说，哦，他呀，他也是基督徒啊。你听轻描的话。
Sometimes we hear people talking about other Christians saying, oh, that person's a Christian.
你听他话里的意思。
But you know, it's not, maybe not a good meaning.
但是如果有人说，哦，他是一个基督徒。
But if someone uses a different expression, says, oh, that person is a Christian.
不是讲的话，而是态度，对你的态度的问题。
So it's not just what he's saying, but the way they said it.
我们都可以宣告我们是基督徒。
We can all say that we're Christian.
但是别人如果看你不像个基督徒。
But if other people, when they see you, don't feel like you act like a Christian,
那你说你是不是基督徒？
What do you think? Do you think, are you really a Christian then?
如果你没有说你是基督徒，
If you didn't say you were a Christian,
但是别人说，这个人真稀奇啊，我看见他就觉得不一样，为什么呢？哦，原来他是个基督徒哎。
But someone noticed that you're different, and then they find out, oh, you're a Christian.
这就是彼得后书里面讲的。我们心里尊主基督为圣，若是有人问起你们心中盼望的原因缘由，就是常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
And so this is what it said in 2 Peter when Peter says that we almost always should have a defense for our faith.
你知道彼得后书是讲到基督徒，除了使徒行传之外，另外一本讲到基督徒的书。
And you know, 2 Peter is another place where it talks about Christ.
No, Christian.
Christians.
Yeah. 圣经里面提到基督徒也不多，有几处。
Actually, the Bible doesn't bring up the word Christian in many places.
所以弟兄姊妹们，常常思想，我们是基督徒。
So, brothers and sisters, let's remember that we are Christians.
但愿圣灵帮助我们活出基督徒基督的样式。
And let us pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to live out our lives as Christians.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
什么？他是主。
And that is, He is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
He is Lord.
腓立比书第二章。
And Philippians chapter 2.
很有名一段经文。
Very famous passage.
这段经文我们 读圣经的人称它做基督颂。
And in the, when we read
the... Karma Christi.
Oh, okay, it's the Karma Christi. Okay.
这一段经文是什么？他说耶稣基督本来有神的形象。
And what does the scripture say? It says that Christ had in very nature, being in very nature God.
他却不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
He did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
反倒虚己。
But made himself nothing,
取了奴仆的形象，
taking the very nature of a servant,
既有了人的样子，
being made in human likeness,
就自己卑微，
and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself,
存心顺服，
and he became obedient,
以至于死，
to death,
且死于十字架上，
even death on a cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这是基督徒的意义，这是福音的意义。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of the gospel.
他是神的儿子，却取了人的形象。
That Jesus became man.
底下就说，保罗说，所以神将他升为至高。
And so it says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place.
又赐给那超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that is above every name.
叫天上、地下、地底下的，无不屈膝，口称耶稣基督为主。
That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the heaven and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
他是主。
He is Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道主这个字在犹太人的思想中间跟今天我们讲又有点不一样。
You know, the Jews understood the word Lord to be a little different than we.
因为在犹太人提到主的时候是指的神。
Because when the Jews talked about the word Lord, they meant God.
他们很敬畏神在外表上面，所以不能提耶和华的名字，不能提神的名字。
And so they couldn't, they didn't use God's name directly out of respect, so they used Lord.
他们在读到Yahweh 的字读不出声音来，就读 Adonai。
So when they came on the word the name of the Lord in scripture, they wouldn't read it, they would refer to it as Lord.
你知道旧约里面有记载耶和华的名字，那个不能不记，对吗？
And we see in scriptures many places where the Lord's name is mentioned.
那些文士抄写的时候，每次要写到神的名字的时候，马上换一支笔。
And every time they came upon the word, the scribes came upon the word in the scriptures, they would use a different way to write.
那要读圣经的怎么办呢？
And so for those reading the scriptures, what are they going to do?
所以他们读到这个字的时候就说 Lord.
So every time they came upon the name of the Lord in scripture, they would read it as Lord. Adonai.
所以弟兄姊妹们， Lord 这个字不是随便讲的。
So the word Lord has a special meaning, actually.
保罗是个犹太人出身，所以他在哥林多前书里面也讲，说是虽然有很多人自称为主，不是神，不是神。很多人自称为神，很多人自称为主，不是神，不是主。
And so Paul, who had a Jewish background in 1 Corinthians, said that when someone says that they're Lord, it doesn't mean that they are God.
只有一位神。
But there's only one God.
今天天使说这一位是神。
And so the angels, they announced that Jesus was the Lord.
他不仅是救主。
He was not only the Savior.
他不仅是我们的基督，是我们的王。
He was not only a king.
他是普天之下所有人的主。
He is the Lord of all.
他是所有人的神。
He is the God of all.
没有人可以取代他。
And no one can take his place.
只有独一这一位。
And only Jesus.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，他是万王之王，万主之主。
And so the scripture referred to him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这些日子，如果你们喜欢听古典音乐，一定听了很多很多很多很多很多次的弥赛亚。
And if you love classical music, I'm sure you've heard the Messiah played many times recently.
在 Handel 写弥赛亚的时候，有一首最出名的诗歌，最出名的歌。
And when Handel wrote Messiah, there was a very popular song.
是什么？
What was it?
Hallelujah. 对不对？
Hallelujah.
里面说什么？万王之王，万主之主。
And what does it say in there? It says, King of kings, Lord of lords.
万膝要向他跪拜，万口要向他承认。
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
这个世界是因着神的话，神的命令而有的。
It's because of God's word that this world exists.
神创造了万有，为了创在，然后创造我们，要我们在其中为他管理看守。
And he created this world and created us so that we would be under him.
撒旦破坏了神的计划。
But unfortunately, Satan messed up the plan.
但是神没有失败。
But God didn't fail.
他已经设立耶稣基督为主。
He already had Jesus be Lord.
他是我们的救主，他是我们的基督，他是我们的主。
To come save us, to be our Lord and King.
要把一切从撒旦手中把他再夺回来，再抢回来，再重新宣告神是耶稣基督是主。
To bring us all out of the control of Satan so that we can.
如果你是基督徒，我希望你读过启示录。
And so I hope if you're a Christian, you will read Revelation.
那一位坐在宝座上的羔羊。
You can see that the Lamb of God is on the throne.
就是称作万王之王，万主耶稣，万主之主，永远得胜，一胜了还要再胜，永远得胜的耶稣基督。
And he's the King of kings, Lord of lords, the forever victorious.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是要庆祝圣诞节。
Brothers and sisters, yes, we must celebrate Christmas.
但是我希望我们庆祝圣诞节有更深的意义。
But I hope when we celebrate, we understand the full meaning of it.
不是仅仅欢喜快乐，大家在送礼物，唱诗歌，不是这样。
It's not just the gifts and the singing of songs.
而是我们宣扬耶稣基督的荣耀。
But we are actually proclaiming the glory of God.
像那些牧羊人一样。
Just like those shepherds.
像那些天使一样。
Just like those angels.
对人宣告说。
That we proclaim to the
Lord. 不要惧怕。
Don't be afraid.
因为神要进到你的生活里面来。
Because God wants to be involved in your life.
他要给你大喜的信息。
He wants to give you a great news.
是关乎万民的。
That concerns the whole world.
因为有一位耶稣基督，大卫的后裔，为你而生。
Because the son of David has come for you.
从前怎么样生在伯利恒。
And he was born in Bethlehem.
今天要生在你的心里。
But today he wants to be born in your
heart. 伯利恒虽然没有空处给他降生。
Even though Bethlehem didn't have a place for him to lay his head.
他睡在马槽里。
He slept in a manger.
但是今天耶稣基督可以住在你我的里面。
But Jesus today can come into each one of our hearts.
因为他是你的救主。
Because he can become your savior.
他是你的基督。
He become your king.
他是你的主。
Become your Lord.
Amen.
Amen.